Grace be with you, Lord God.
Grace
be with you.
Don't be surprised as we stand to welcome the word of God. We heard in Ezra chapter 8. And when they brought out the book of the Lord to read the word of God, and people stood up and they honored with much honor. When we understand the word of the Lord as the Lord Jesus, he first came within the scroll which was written about him, we stand up to welcome him before we welcome human beings, out of which are going to pass his words. And we welcome him first as the word, and we sit down and then welcome the ones out of which the word is going to pass, when he's been given much honor than theirs. That is why we don't come when we are still clapping for the Lord Jesus. It's like we wait for an honorable person coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The other time we used to shout and make and clap, and we are clapping for the donkeys instead of the one seated on them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We used to welcome pastors so much. Right now, let's welcome the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We
minister to the new generation with the full knowledge of God, and we minister in all nations of the heavens and earth, of the all creations. For we heard that the gospel of the kingdom of God
is
preached to all nations and creations. Praise Jesus. That's why we want to bring knowledge as we pass through what God revealed through the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 to 2011, and it was in the series of the visions of the dreams and the trance, the azotas and the urims, the different spiritual transports, and the journey of heaven.
It
moves on to reveal to us reaching the third heaven, but
would
move through the Bible, meaning there is no adding in the Holy Scriptures and there is no subtracting from them. Yes, there is no twisting anything, but to moving command by command, scripture by scripture, here a little and there a little,
to
continue to bring knowledge and understanding unto the God's people.
And
then they will be saved from the destruction which has been happening for lack of knowledge. We saw the city of the Lord, Jerusalem of heaven, which is formed in the first created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Above our heaven, which we see up there, which is blue. And the city is found in that heaven. In the middle of the city, that's where we find the two cherubims, the sound of the anointing of the glorious. There was the third cherubim who fell, who was none of the devil, of which we shall know what concerns him. But this, we first saw them, we saw the mercy seat,
Ark
of the Covenant, the golden altar of the Lord, where the lake of fire begins. We've seen many things concerning it,
and
reaching to see how judgment there will be. What we've seen in that midst of it is where we reach to see the book of life and the two books of death. And we saw the books of death were two. They who died through Adam, and they closed the body of flesh, and they entered in the first book of death. And there is the second death, the lake of fire, and many of them are within that. We are in hell, Even they who have not gotten from the first death. That is why we want to get explained. How do you get from the first death? Or the book of death? And you'll be saved from the second death. For the second book of death.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we saw that the first resurrection, it's what helps us get from the first death or from the first book of death.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We read in Revelations 20. Verse 5 and 6. Let's get back and read there. Revelations 20 from verse 5.
Abafu abalala tebaba balamu okutuusa emyaka olukumi lwe gyaggwa. Kuno kwe kusuukira okw'olubereberye.
Okuzuukira okusooka kutuggya mu kufa okusooka.
Naye nga bakutegeeza emyaka olukumi
gino.
Bwe tubadde tuginyonyokako jjo.
Nga kye kiseera kya Mukama. Ekitabikkuliddwa eri abantu. Mukama waffe Yesu kyayogerako jjo.
Matayo 26.
Mostly Matthew 24. Ng'ayogera nti wali amanyi olunaku olwo. And he said, no one knows of that day. But the Father. But because a thousand years is the mystery, which we had in 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter
3,
from verses
8
unto
10,
that day before the Lord is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day. Means when he speaks of a thousand years, it's a moment
where
he himself is put for himself.
For
in Psalms
19,
from verses
1
unto 5, he speaks and he says, a thousand years is yesterday which passed.
You may
come them ahead and he says they have been in the past yesterday.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now that moment, it's of the Lord. The dead we got to understand where they are for a thousand years, the moment and the time of the Lord, and they spent it in a prison in hell, and there's no life they are having, but they are in the chains
and
everlasting torment. Now they who live, they
will
get the first resurrection,
they
will come to the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Hebrews 12 tells us, verses 22, that we will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Here is where the Lord Jesus gathers from, which spoke of in Matthew 12:29-30. And he says, whoever never gathers with him is his enemy and he scatters. The saints up now, we gather within the city of the Lord after our good works on earth, and we get to live in good life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
they were not in the book of who never got from the first book of death, or were in the death of Adam, and they didn't get raised up in the Lord Jesus. They are taken in the bottomless pit, in the prison of God, in hell. That's why they say, and they never lived again, for they never raised again. It's not to say that being alive when they have come back here, but they never gotten resurrected.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why verse 6 they tell us. Let's read it. Revelations 20, verse 6.
Kwe Kristo ya bino linyoro mukaga, aweredwa omukisa, era ye mutukuvu alina omugabo okuzuukira okw'olubereberye.
You are
highly blessed
okubeera mukuzuukira okusooka,
to be in the first resurrection.
Okufa okw'okubiri tekulina buyinza ku bo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Okufa okw'okubiri,
the second death,
tekugenda kuba na buyinza eri oyo yenna azuukira.
It's not going to have power over whoever resurrects.
Kubanga twawulira,
for we heard,
mu lunyiro olw'15,
in verse 15, Revelations 20,
batugamba okufa okw'okubiri kye kino.
They told us that this is the second death.
Ku bikulisiro ya bilonyiro 15, era omuntu yenna atala bikanga wandikidwa mu kitabo ekyobulamu nasulibwa mu nyanja ey'omuliro.
Nyanja y'omuliro emanyiddwa ng'okufa okw'okubiri.
The lake of fire is known as the second death.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kale olina omukisa gwa
maanyi. Now you are highly blessed
okubeera mu kuzuukira
okusooka. To be in the first resurrection.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katuddeyo kwa waggulu ku lunyina olw'okkumi n'ennyawulire.
Let's get back from verse 14 and here.
Revelation
20 verse 14.
N'okufa n'amagombe ne bisuulibwa mu nnyanja ey'omuliro. Eyo kwe kufa okw'okubiri ennyanja ey'omuliro.
Yes,
ennyanja
ey'omuliro.
The lake of fire.
Kufa okw'okubiri.
It is the second death.
Ate kye kitabo eky'okubiri eky'okufa.
The second book of death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Oyagala okuwona.
If you want to be saved.
Kufa okw'okubiri.
The second death.
Oyina okufuna omukisa.
You must be blessed.
Okuyingira mu kitabo eky'obulamu.
To enter the book of life.
Ozuukira mu kuzuukira okusooka.
Resurrect in the first resurrection.
Bango okuzuukira okw'okubiri.
For the second resurrection.
Okugenda okubeera omukama waffe Yesu ng'akomawo.
It's what is going to happen when the Lord Jesus is coming back.
Abafu bonna lwe bagenda okuwulira eddoboozi lya kagombe.
All the dead will hear the voice of the trumpet.
Abali amagombe bakomezebwe wano.
The ones in hell will be brought back here.
Ate nga tumanyi mukama waffe Yesu ye agenda kudda n'abatukuvu okuva mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
Yet we know Jesus is going to come with the saints from Jerusalem.
Kubanga twawulira nti alikomawo nabo.
For we heard he's going to come back with them.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus. To join with us who are on earth. That which we may ascend together with them. Now get blessed in the first resurrection. Which Bible speaks of very well. In Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians
2.
Colossians 2 from verse
8.
Mwekuume tewabangawo muntu abanyaga mu filosofo n'ebyobulimba ebitaliimu okugobereranga ebyayigirizibwa abantu okugobereranga ebyolubereberye eby'ensi okutali kugoberera Kristo kubanga mwoyo mwe mutuula okutuukirira kwonna okw'obwa Katonda ng'omubiri bwe guli era mwatuukirira mu ye gwe mutwe ogw'okufuga n'obuyinza bwonna era mwakomolerwa mu oyo obukomole obutakomolebwa na mikono mu kwambula omubiri ogw'ennyama mu kukomolebwa kwa Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama waffe agenda mu maaso n'okutunyonyola.
Our Lord Jesus moves on to explain.
Akabonero k'okukomola.
That the sign of circumcision.
Yawo okuva ku Ibrahimu.
Which came from Abraham.
Okutuuka kudda kwa kuzaalibwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
The birth of the Lord Jesus.
Kali kabonero akalaga okwambula omubiri.
It was a sign showing the unclothing of the body.
Ogw'ennyama.
The body of flesh.
Okuweebwa okuva mu ggulu.
To be given a body from heaven.
Bakitegeeza ki?
It means what?
Tulina okudda tunyonyola ate okuvaawo.
We must get back explained from there.
Ku Ibrahimu.
Abraham
ukuddayo ku Noah
getting back to Noah
kabonero chaka alika kozisimwa
what sign were they using in that era
au wakati wali wera kabonero ko kubatisa
in the midst there was the sign of baptism
akaba isanga mu mazi
which appeared within the waters
kuba mu mazi ga mataba
or in the waters of the floods
yes he was
praise Jesus
yanga watu wanango kukiriza
and they took the faith
tujja kuva ku Noah
we shall get from Noah
ndeyo paka ku Abel
and get back to Abel
abana abo kukiriza
children of faith
yes he was
praise Jesus
era nabo baawonanga olwa musayi gwa Yesu
and they too overcame by the blood of Jesus
bazaalibwa ng'omulundi ogw'okubiri
born again
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
kale tujja kuba tunyonyoka ebyo katusooke tumaleyo wano
tulimba Kolosayi essula ey'okubiri n'olunyi lwa kumi na bbiri
Colossians 2 verse 12
bwe mwaziikirwa wamu naye mu kubatizibwa era kwe mwazuukiriramu olw'okukkiriza okukola kwa Katonda eyamuzuukiza mu bafu nammwe bwe mwali nga mufudde olw'ebyonono byammwe n'obutakomolebwa mubiri gwammwe yabafuula abalamu wamu naye bwe yamala okutusonyiwa ebyonono byaffe byonna
Yesu
yebazibwa
mukama waffe
our master
bwe tuyita mu kabonero ak'okubatizibwa
when we pass through the sign of baptism
atumaze okukkiriza
after we have believed
oluvannyuma lw'okuwulira ekigambo
after hearing his word
tuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri
we get born again
era wano we twatulira Elia
is where we confess that we believe the Lord Jesus to be our Savior. And we confess blood in our names from the book of death to enter within the book of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they have told us we are buried with him through baptism.
That's
why we told you be careful. For this sign is of burial through baptism. That's why we don't bury you as we bring you out again. We say just, we baptize you to enter the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we immerse you in the water, and we buried you, and we get you out when you're resurrected. When you get back, that's how you can enter the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, after you've resurrected. Enter in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
It
means to enter within the book of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For our God is not God of the dead. Before you select, you are not within him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Like
we had in Mark 12 verse 25.
Kubanga bwe balizuukira mu bafu tebali wasa so tebali wayira naye balibanga bamalayika ab'omu ggulu naye eby'abafu okuzuukizibwa temusomanga mu kitabo kya Musa ku kisaka Katonda bwe yamubuulira ng'agamba nti nze ndi Katonda wa Ibulayimu era Katonda wa Isaaka era Katonda wa Yakobo si Katonda w'abafu naye w'abalamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Before you are resurrected, not enter the name of the Father, not open of the Son, not of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus appears as a book of life, according to how we saw him last time, how he told us in John 14:6 that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we heard in the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 7 and he said there are two witnesses in heaven. There is the Father, there is the Word whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he said the three agree. Means when you enter the Father, you enter within the Son and the Holy Spirit. It's to get back within the book of life. For he is the living God. For we heard, he proves eternal life. According to John 17:3, that eternal life
is
know the one true God and Christ Jesus is sent.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in our resurrection, don't accept anyone to play upon your life.
For
when it's the kingdom of the devil, the kingdom of the beast, we had most of the religions are within it. For they play upon you during baptism, and they don't bury you, neither to resurrect with the Lord Jesus. But they put signs upon you when you're standing. I think you see what is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. These people, all those religions, they have been there to totally kill people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Catholic,
where is the Catholic,
Protestant,
the Protestants,
and
many others like that. And they will baptize you before you are taught
the
importance of baptism, what it is. For Matthew 28 from verses 18 to 20,
he
said, I've been given authority in heaven and earth. Now go make all nations disciples. After discipling them, baptize them
in
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teach them all I commanded you. Whoever is born is required to be given food to eat. The food of the word of God. That they may be growing. Even though they baptize you in streams of flowing waters, not told you the importance. You still get one thing to get born again. They have rather wasted your time. What I try to say, most of religions have been put by the devil. They have a likeness of appearing to worship God. Praise Jesus. Yet they are wasting our time together with the much distraction.
Abakolosai sura eyokubiri
sura ya kubiri
n'olunyiriri kwa 14
Colossians 2 verse 14
katugende kwa 18 atunyonyolemu ensonga za madini yako
tulimba Kolosai sura eyokubiri n'olunyiriri 18
Colossians 2 verse 18
Omuntu yenna tabanyaganga ku mpeera yammwe mu kwewombeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga bamalayika ng'anyweereramu ebyo bye yalaba nga yeegulumiriza bwereere mu magezi ag'omubiri gwe so nga teyeekwase mutwe omuva omubiri gwonna ennyingo n'ebinyweesa nga biguleetera era nga bigugatta wamu nga gukula n'okukuza kwa Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus. No one else should take away our reward as they worship fallen angels.
Now,
most of the religions, they were put by these fallen angels. They don't explain baptism as a major thing. They call it as a sign. Yet it's a level you have to pass through to get from the book of death to get at the book of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Meaning if they play within this baptism and they baptize you in a wrong way or you baptize when you have not been taught, you remain within the book of death even though you seem like worshiping God.
Colossians 2:19 Obanga mwafiira wamu ne Kristo okuleka ebyolubereberi ebyensi, kiki ekibeteesa wansi w'amateeka ng'abakyali abalamu mu nsi? Nti tokwatangako, so tolegangako, so tokomangako. Ebyo byonna biggwerawo mu kukolebwa okugobereranga ebiragiro n'okuyigiriza eby'abantu. Ebyo birina ddala ekifaananyi eky'amagezi mu kusinza Katonda.
As if they are wise things. And as if there is worship of God within them. But what they are playing upon is your life. When we all enter the book of death through Adam, in 1 Corinthians 15:22, that they died through Adam, they resurrected in the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus.
And
we had to use the criteria of being baptized
well.
That is where the first resurrection appears. Be able to be saved from the second death, which is called the lake of fire.
If
don't get from the first book of death, they have to take you to prison in hell. In the second resurrection, you'll be brought back here. After you'll be taken in the second death, which is the lake of fire, on the day of judgment. Praise Jesus. These words, understand them properly. The first resurrection, don't wait that it's going to come from there. When Jesus comes back,
he
told you, we raise up through this baptism. Praise Jesus.
And
no one should play upon your life.
For
your life, they are rather playing upon it.
Colossians 2, verse
23.
Eky'amagezi mu kusinza Katonda abantu kwe bagunja bokka.
They themselves put their stars up like this, and they put dots and the cross upon your forehead. Now what importance is that? They never understood the other, we are buried and we are raised up. Remember one thing. The fallen angels just from heaven.
Most
of the numbers is imprisoned in the bottomless pit. And the word spoken upon them is not good. According to Jude
1:6.
He said we are put in the chains of darkness. They are being kept for the day of judgment.
That they will
be cast in the lake of fire. Even in 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4, they are in the chains, most of them. Now, the few who remain, they know that they are heading for destruction. Now, they put fake religions around and beliefs which are not one, and they hinder you to resurrect from the first book of death. To enter the book of life and they fake you between your life. I don't know if you understood what is happening. Remember, according to what the Lord Jesus explains, Ephesians 2:6. Let's first finish Colossians. Colossians 2:23.
Ne mukubonyaabonya omubiri. Naye tebiriiko kibigasa n'akatono olw'okwegomba kw'omubiri.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Ebirimu
n'okubonyaabonya omubiri.
Babeera
basiiba mu bintu byabwe
ebyo.
Abaana bakwata ne bakomola mu kabonero ka Mukama.
They circumcise them physically, the sign of the Lord I hear.
Ogenda gena mu ggulu.
You are going to go to heaven for that.
Madini agali awo agazikiriza.
Religions which are there, which are destroying people.
Nga sife tugoogerako.
It's not us speaking of them.
Wabula Katonda omulamu.
But the living God.
Agamu gagamba.
Some of them say.
Ogenda kwa omulamu mu lusuku lwa Katonda ku nsi.
You're going to live in the garden of God in earth.
Era nga gogali nambo ojja kuzuukira ng'ova mu
magombe. Say that you resurrect when you come from hell. But they will put them there as fallen angels. You have to be careful of them. When you rest in the Lord Jesus through this baptism, we've totally understood
that
when we raise and we're given a body from heaven, they see us in the heavenly realms. And we're just awaiting for a little moment
to
check out of this body to go in our city. Come back with the Lord in the second resurrection.
Yes, we
praise
mm-hmm.
Jesus. Ephesians 2:6 tells us this.
Abefeso esule yo kubino linyoro mukaga. Natuzukiza wamu na ye. Natutuza wamu mubifo ebi omu guru mu Kristo Yesu.
Atudeku wa guru kuru wakuna.
Abefeso 2:4.
Ephesians 2:4.
Na ye katonda kubanga ya mgaga wechisa uro kuagala kukuonji kuyatuagala fe. Era ffe bwe twali nga tufiiridde mu byonoono byaffe, yatufuula abalamu wamu ne Kristo mwalokoka lwa kisa. N'atuzuukiza wamu naye, n'atutuuza wamu mu bifo eby'omu ggulu mu Kristo Yesu.
Mutegedde gye tutudde.
You understood where we seated.
Bw'atuzuukiza wamu naye,
when he raised us together,
tubalibwa nga tumaze n'otutuula ewaka mu
ggulu. We are counted and we are already seated home in heaven.
Era wano oba olinda kwambula bwambuzi mu mubiri gwe.
You are waiting to unclothe this body.
Oddeyo mu kibuga kya Katonda.
That you go back to the seat of God.
Mpozi ne mu lusuku oli mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
In the garden, the third heaven.
Kati bano amadiini agasinga.
These most religions.
Gakubatiza naye ne gakugamba ojja zuukira ku luli.
They baptize you and they tell you you'll be resurrecting on the other day. The day the Lord Jesus is going to come back. And they tell you you'll be awaiting for the trumpet. But that trumpet brings the second resurrection. Out of which the evil and the right people are going to be resurrected. And the saints come from the seat of God. And the evil come from hell. I don't understand what happens.
But
I say we are going to build you the seat of God on earth. Those are the Latter-day Saints. And
you
see them on the streets and the roads walking, preaching that message.
But
when he told Matthew 7:21, they will come claiming we preached in your name. We worked miracles.
And
tell them, go away, I've never known you rebellious people. Now the Jehovah, they baptize in a stream of water. And they tell you, you're not going to go to heaven, you're going to live in the garden of God on earth. Now you see what's happening. Beliefs like that. If they are all dead,
Catholic,
the Catholics,
Protestant,
Seventh-day Adventists.
Wanga ba Seventh-day ba gamba ero jazuki raku na.
So the Seventh-day Adventists also tell you resurrect on the other day.
And
these are religions of the devil in reality.
That
created the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
the
great gathering of the angels, and the saints were there. Everyone of peace's work is up in heaven. I wonder so much of the religions and the beliefs, what they are told God's people. And they have to first head to hell.
There
are even some born again. And here they are called the fool's gospel. And you first go to hell.
You
have to await for the trumpet on that day.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But remember, the man in Luke,
Luke 23.
Our master tells him, as long as you have resurrected, let's find each other in the paradise.
He didn't
tell him first go to hell. Remember this man on the cross. We are going to see he was baptized by the Spirit. Like Abel. Men were baptized directly by the Holy Spirit. You know, there are things we look for in that. That's why
you
say you must get water again. Spirit and the water join two signs.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what happens is this. Religious themselves are prisoners of the devil.
Even
they claim to be born again without lightening his words. They too are servants of the devil. Even though they began on the things of God. But they
were
not able to seek him as it is required of him. For they gave themselves towards pride and not being taught. We are in Luke 23.
Ne wabaawo n'ebbaluwa waggulu we nti ono ye kabaka w'Abayudaaya. Omu ku abo abaakola obubi n'awanikibwa n'amuvuma ng'agamba nti si gwe Kristo, weerokole weka naffe. Naye owookubiri n'addamu n'amunenya ng'agamba nti, n'okutya totya Katonda, kubanga oli ku kibonerezo kye kimu naye. Era ffe twalangibwa nsonga, kubanga ebisaanidde bye twakola bitusasulibbwa. Naye ono takolanga kigambo ekitasaana. Onjijukiranga bw'olijja mu bwakabaka bwo. Yesu n'amugamba nti, mazima nkugamba nti leero onooba nange mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
Leero lwennyini.
Right today.
Let's
see the paradise of God. He was baptized by the Spirit.
Even
on certain times,
passed
through the baptism of water,
are
baptized by the Spirit direct.
For
the blood, the water, the Spirit,
do
we all agree?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
He told, let me meet in paradise. Now, don't pass head to hell. Now, all this you hear, preach that. Let me tell you one thing.
If you're
going to begin to believe God, any believers come in the world, first ask them, where do I go first? If it involves first going to hell, if it's for being on this earth forever,
now,
I'll explain how is heaven appearing for that's where I'm going.
And
that's why I'm believing God today. I want to be safe of hell and lake of fire. I want to be in heaven. If you tell me I first go to hell, I'm not going to believe and accept that. If you tell me we're going to be here, we are so tired of this place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. But the garden of God is found where? According to 2 Corinthians 12, they show us in the third heaven. Past the city of God and proceed ahead up. And you go to the third heaven where the garden of God is. Now, another side can be the third heaven. You tell me I first head to hell.
Others
I first go to purgatory.
Tugenze mu Bakolinso.
First Corinthians, Second
Corinthians, Third. Bakolinso chokubiri, kumi nebiri, n'olunyiri olusooka. Kinwanidde okwenyumiriza newankubadde nga tekusaana naye ka ngende mukolesebwa n'okubikkulirwa kwa Mukama waffe. Manyi omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mubiri simanyi oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi. Okutwalibwa omuntu ali bw'atyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu era mmanyi omuntu ali bw'atyo oba mubiri oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi. Bwe yatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda n'awulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka ebitasaanira muntu kubyatula.
Mukama waffe
yatuuka mu ggulu ery'okusatu
naye
ng'ate yali ku musaala ogwe baali
babatizagwe
baabatiza
n'omwoyo
yamugambira tusisinkane ati naye olwamala okuzuukira
n'agenda
banga ebyokuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe
Yesu
byali byabaawo dda mu
kubatizibwa.
Bye twali tulaba naye yali azuukira gwakubiri
was resurrecting the second time as him. It was coming from the grave. He was resurrected in the second resurrection. He finished all of them already.
Remember,
the second resurrection, they're going to come from the grave. Now he finished death already.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When he comes back, he's not going to reach us.
He's
going to enter the door.
It's
as we're going to come back on the second resurrection.
And
we pass from the graves down.
And we
come from the city of God. It is interesting.
It
appeared so much and I loved it so much.
Up
there, I don't know whether I will ever hate them. And it will never happen. The devil is one who hated them because they never profit him anymore. Maybe even the ones who are like him. But we have that they are devils. And they are not one. And to all who follow him. You became devils. But unto you, you are required of changing if you change you as a person, not as the chief devil himself,
as
fallen angels.
You
are just being confused.
Held
on the way to coming back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what is that? When we resurrect, we sit in the rooms above.
And
after Jesus raised the apostles, told them, though you are in the world, you are not of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
when we resurrect, we don't rather head first to hell. Even Lazarus
was
gotten from the body, given angels taken in heaven. We did read in Luke 16:19-25. Now let's believe.
We
will be resurrected through baptism of the water and the spirit. For men like them, last moment and they believe totally, they are baptized by the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Like the men of like Abel, who believed in that generation, the whole of it, they were baptized straight by the Spirit. In the era of Noah, they brought the sign of water. Why was it brought? The Spirit was phased away. And he said, I've taken away my Spirit. Didn't you hear it? Genesis 6. I have taken away my spirit, will not contend with you forever. And he baptized them most with water, and most of them died within it. They did survive for that no faith. Even when they baptize without faith and they just put you there, you don't get saved. You are like of that generation. Only they who had faith and one who succeeded for the boat covered them. If we speak of a boat, we speak of the body from heaven.
awe bava mu mazzi nga
balina omubiri ogwokubiri when they are alive and they have the second body
biriawo byonna
it is all there
yakubisa abantu kwatugeya kuddayo okuva ku Abeli
yabonawaiyavaata
mu kitabo ekyokufa nayingira
mukyobulamuokuva
ku Abeli paka ku Enoch ow'omusanvu
Enoch the seventh.
Okuva ku Enoch ow'omusanvu paka ku Noah baayitawo
bati Enoch the seventh to Noah how they succeed and make it
okuva ku Noah tuuka ku Ibrahimu
from Noah to Abraham
okuva ku Ibrahimu
from Abraham
paka ku Musa
and to Moses
okuva ku Musa
from Moses
paka ku Kristo Yesu
the Christ Jesus
emitendere egyo tujja kuba
nagyoozi
olugendo lw'eggulu luwanvu
Praise Jesus, brethren. I want to be explained who is this who was taken to the third heaven. We know that Apostle Paul went in a vision, but there he met the Lord Jesus in the third heaven. He says to be taken a person like that in the third heaven. Jesus himself asked for him to be brought up there. To reach in the third heaven. Why did the master do that? He wanted to prove what he had spoken in law. That I can take and we meet in paradise. And he showed us where the paradise is.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. But what you have to understand, Jesus in coming in John, John chapter 3. He tells us these words. He was trying to see, takes us from the book of death to put us in the book of life. And he showed us these two signs which can help us so much to work righteousness to be able to get from the book of death. John 3 from verses 1.
Awaliwo omuntu w'Abafalisaayo erinnya lye Nikodemo. Omwami mu Buyudaaya onajja gy'ali ekiro n'amugamba nti Rabbi tumanyi nti oli muyigiriza eyava eri Katonda kubanga tewali muntu ayinza okukola obubonero buno bw'okola ggwe wabula Katonda ng'ali naye Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti ddala ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda
You
can never see the kingdom of God.
You
had ever been born before the first time. But he says, the way we are in the body of death,
you
cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
First
Corinthians
15,
verses
15,
that flesh and blood
cannot
inherit the kingdom of God. For why? We heard that this is the body of death, which proves you are in the book of death. Praise Jesus.
And
you must get born again and you're given a body from heaven which exchange you from the book of death to enter in the book of life. Praise Jesus. And they say you're not even going to see neither enter in the kingdom. Let's hear. John 3 verse 4.
Nikodemo n'amugamba nti omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa wabanga mukadde. Ayinza okuyingira mu lutu lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa. Yesu n'addamu nti ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Omwoyo n'amazzi
tosobola kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa
Katonda.
Kubanga kano ke kabonero akasookera ddala mu kuzaalibwa kwaffe.
The first sign in our giving being born.
Mulubereberye sura y'okubiri.
In Genesis chapter 2.
Nulomukaga nulomusa.
Verses 6 and 7.
Olufu bwe lwamala okuyimuka.
When the mist rose up.
Nerufuka amazzi ku ttaka ly'ensi.
Poured water on the grounds of the earth.
Katonda n'abumba omuntu mu nfuufu y'ensi.
Molded man from the dust of the earth.
Gye twazuulako
which we discovered of in Job, Job 28, that is also the dust of gold. Thus God molded man from the dust of the world, and the breath of life in him,
and
man became a living soul. Praise Jesus.
But
we had a living soul, the breath of life, It is the Holy Spirit. When we first heard that, in John chapter 6, verses 63, the words I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Praise Jesus. And from then, we had been born of the Spirit and water in the beginning. We don't need to get back in the womb.
Because
that's not the first time. Here we've been sent to clothe flesh to appear on earth through your mother's womb. They don't call it being born in the spiritual language. It's to close flesh to appear on earth. What is called the first birth is the other, which is in Genesis 2. Verses 6 and 7. We are born of spirit and water. And now they tell us we have to be born again the same way. Praise Jesus. For by the command given us in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 16. For not touching of the tree, the day we shall touch of it, we shall surely die. We saw in Genesis 3, the way the devil tempted Eve, they started to eat of the tree, and they died. That death was shown that they were changed and they were taken away. The spiritual body was taken from them, which is called the living soul. And you are given another body of death. That's why they saw each other naked. We had the voice very clear. In Romans chapter 7, verse 24, it says, I war unto me with this body of death. Now, in getting born again, we are restored the body from heaven, and we are accounted to have unclothed this body of death, the body of death. And now we are counted, we've gotten from the book of death, or the first death, if we get the first resurrection,
then
we enter the book of life. Death has no right over us. If you keep to eat the food you are required of eating, but in the baptism of water and spirit, it has to follow the criteria showing the flow of the spirit. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Not in digging in a pool like some of you do out there,
but
you've gotten from the right resurrection right now. We are going to be explained. We are being explained more of that. We know we are going to handle why the flowing waters.
And
when we shall begin the baptism of the Spirit, we shall get back, begin with Abel. For they were directly baptized by the Spirit. It's required of two signs to happen on us, or the radiance of two types. But he explained and he said, if you've gotten born again, these are some of the signs which appear. In John. John 3 verse 6.
Ekizaalibwa omubiri kiba mubiri, n'ekizaalibwa omwoyo kiba mwoyo. Tewewuunya kubanga nkugambye nti kibagwanira okuzaalibwa omulundi ogwokubiri. Empewo ekuntira gy'eyagala n'owulira okuwuuma kwayo, naye tomanyi gy'eva newankubadde gy'egenda. Bw'atyo bw'abeera buli muntu yenna azaalibwa omwoyo. Nikodemu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, ebyo biyinza bitya okubaawo?
He saw it's impossible.
N'amuddamu naye.
And he answered him.
Olinyoro 10.
Verses 10.
Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti gwe omuyigiriza w'Abayisirayiri n'ototegeera ebyo.
Totegeera bino.
Don't understand this.
Oyigiriza kati biki?
You are teaching what then?
Kati bano abatusomesa mu makanisa basomesa
in churches.
Obanga bino tebayinza kubitegeera.
If they cannot understand this.
Kati bano bayigiriza bali.
What are these teachers teaching of?
Ye babuulira ki?
And what are they preaching?
Kuba wano we wali ekinyusi ky'obulamu bwaffe.
Here is the main ingredient of our life. All the rest they tell you, whether for your needs, they would have been additions. But the main ingredient is here. He told him, if you don't know of this, what do you teach then? If you don't know of what getting born again is all about, what are you preaching?
When
you find a teacher, ask them only there.
If they
understand, you tell them, get from the pulpit. What kind of teacher are you now? And what preacher are you then? You are shouting on the road for people.
Tulimu Yohane sura ya 3 olunyiro 11.
John 3 verses 11.
Daladala nkugamba anti tuogera kitumanyi. Tutegeza kyetwalaba.
Omuntu kubunanga afa ebintu bino twabira
bitatu. We told him we saw and had of all this.
Sote mukiriza kutegeza kwaffe. Bwe mbabulidde ebyensi ne mutakiriza. Mulikiriza mutya bwe naba bwenababulira ebyomuggulu
nanga mubanga ebyokuzaliwa
ogwokubiri bikubiri
These are people who
have wasted our time.
Allah
wa Baal. What is that?
If you understood
this, leave the rest of the other issues. Known this. All the rest, what are you teaching then? We are not abusing. Not even to
give religions.
We want to ask you brethren out there.
A
person who shouts you for Allah and you call Mary. What are they doing? What are they teaching them?
If they
cannot understand this. Even now the Spirit tells them they want to refuse it.
And
I don't know where you will find him to stone him this time. But he sold you. Let's hear.
Tulimu Yohane sura ya 3 n'olunyiro 13.
John chapter 3 verse 13.
Tewali muntu eyali alinnye mu ggulu wabula eyava mu ggulu.
Mukama waffe mwennyini Yesu.
The Master Jesus himself.
N'omwoyo omuto ku be bava mu ggulu.
Holy Spirit, the one who came from heaven.
Ye mwana w'omuntu ali mu ggulu.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Mwana w'omuntu omutuufu.
The Son of Man who is the right person.
Kubanga agamba mwana w'omuntu oli ali mu ggulu.
The Son of Man who is in heaven.
Omuntu omutuufu ali mu ggulu.
The right man is in heaven. We are in his image.
Omuntu omutuufu ye kitaffe.
The right man is the Lord the Father. And he always asks, is God a woman or what? I think now you've understood.
Yes, he was
praised.
Verse 6
told us this.
John 3, verse
6.
Ekizaalibwa omubiri kiba mubiri, n'ekizaalibwa omwoyo kiba mwoyo. Tewewunya kubanga nkugambye nti kibagwanira okuzaalibwa omuli ogwokubiri. Empewo ekuntira gyeyagala n'owulira okuwooma kwayo. Naye tomanyi gyeva newankubadde gyegenda. Bw'atyo bw'abeera buli muntu yenna azaalibwa omwoyo.
Buli azaalibwa omwoyo.
Everyone born of spirit.
Asobola okubulira mu azota.
They can disappear through azotas.
Mujjukira ba Philip.
You remember Philip?
Ate bw'ozaalibwa.
And when you get born again.
Osobola okwambula guno oba ne gubulira naawe.
You can unclothe this body or disappears from there. Stephen is called to ascend in heaven.
We hear God
tell him, first go to hell, you'll come later. He saw heaven opened.
It
was called to ascend to go there.
Hear
God tell him, first go to hell, you'll come later.
I would say,
to go to heaven, you will want to go to hell, first go there.
But you are there,
you have a religion. Where you first go to purgatory. Even the place even when you look it for scriptures, you can't find it in there. Heaven is clear. Instead of going there, you are insisting on going in a place you can't know where it is. Even the where to tell a woman where to
go
to the Pope.
Umubuze,
the Pope, where is Purgatory?
How
can he direct you when he doesn't know? This is not abusing. Stop angering yourselves. But he told us, if you're born anytime, you can cloth and go up. You can disappear the body of the flesh.
For
we see the Elijahs, they had gotten born again. But they could not focus on it. If he says it's like wind,
how
he disappear, we look for
Enoch.
They found him not anywhere.
Here we go
to see those generations. They too got born again. And they got from the book of death. And they entered the one of life. And they got saved from the second death.
We
are going to see them in the second resurrection. And they come back from the city. He was taken by God. If God takes you, he takes you in hell.
Bible
says he was taken by God. The religions and beliefs you understand, you don't surprised of them. There's a religion which says
that
they put you in Kabuli. down in the corner.
The
angel comes and sits on your head like that. And
it
beats speaking foolish words.
I
show
you.
I hear that angel.
It's not
abusing brethren hearing us.
There are things
which are not direct and God can never do them. Now he goes in the ground and he sits on you. He sits on bones. In Ecclesiastes 21:22, the spirit of man gets out and goes back to God. Now you are in the grave down. These fallen angels begin religions. And they speak things which are not there. People understand that the demons don't reside in the grave. There's only one wise God. But some gods are surprising. They speak things which are not there.
Praise
Jesus. I told them to look for the Spirit of the Lord to stone him this time. But the other time they stoned Jesus when he spoke with them. But this time they not see the Spirit speak. They see us. Praise Jesus. The Lord Jesus fulfilled that word. In Luke 24. We began from verse 13.
Luke sura ya makumi abiri mwenye n'olunyiro 13.
Atandika 12 okutegeera obulungi.
Luke 2 mwenye 12.
Luke 24 from verse 12.
Ne Petero n'agolokoka n'addukana ku ntaana. N'akutama n'alingisa n'alabamu ebiwero by'abafuta nga biri byokka. N'akomawo ewuwe nga yeewuunya ebibaddewo. Awo laba. Ku lunaku olwo babiri ku bo baali nga bagenda mu mbuga erinnya lyayo Emawo eyali ewalako ne Yerusaalemi stadiyo 6 ne banyumya bokka na bokka ebyo byonna ebibaddewo. Awo lwatuuka baali nga banyumya era nga beebuuzaganya Yesu yennyini n'abasemberera n'agenda wamu nabo, naye amaaso gaabwe ne gazibwa baleme okumutegeera. N'agamba nti, bigambo ki bye mubuuzaganya nga mutambula? Ne bayimirira nga bawotedde. Omu ku bo erinnya lye Kuliyoppa n'addamu n'agamba nti, gusula wekka mu Yerusaalemi atamanyi ebyabaamu ennaku zino.
Babigamba nno Yesu.
We are talking this to Jesus.
Jukira alinga alina emibiri kati ebiri.
Remember this time he had two bodies.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
Kanga twalaba buzali bumulundi
ogwo. We saw when you get born again.
Obeera n'emibiri ebiri.
You possess two bodies.
Yajjanga yo guli.
Now we brought out the other body.
Gwe batayinza tegeera ogwo mugu.
They can never understand the one of heaven.
Ewa munga e.
And he told him.
Wewe kasula mu Yerusalemu.
You alone is in Jerusalem.
Tomanyi byabaddewo.
You don't know what happened here.
Wani.
Who are you? On who? He asked them. They answered him.
Tuli mu Luka esura ya 24 n'olunyiriri. Tuli ku Luka 24 olunyiriri 17.
Luke 24 verse 17.
N'abagamba nti bigambo ki bye mbuuzaganya nga mutambula? Ne bayimirira nga bawotedde. Omu ku bo erinnya lye Kuliyoppa n'addamu n'amugamba nti, gusula wekka mu Yerusaalemi atamanyi ebyabaamu ennaku zino. N'abagamba nti, biki? N'abagamba nti, bigambo ki? Ne bamugamba nti, ebya Yesu Omunazaaleesi. Yali nabbi ow'amaanyi mu bye yakoleranga ne bye yayogereranga mu maaso ga Katonda ne mu g'abantu bonna. Ne bakabona abakulu n'abakungu baffe ne bamuwaayo okumusalira omusango ogw'okumutta ne bamukomerera. Naye ffe twali tusuubira nti yayinonola Isirayiri.
Subiri atuwedde mutta.
Our hope has died.
Ate ne ku bino byonna.
Even on all this.
Leero zino ennaku ssatu ebigambo bino kasookedde bibaawo.
Yali atugambye ku lwokusatu ajja
zuukira.
Bo baali tebamanyi nti ono yali azuukira dda
ku batizibwa.
Wanga tugenda laba mu Yokana mu Matayo 7.
We're going to see in Matthew 3.
Lwaki tujisembeza
yeje? Why have we ended with that?
Leta obonero obuvidde okubatizibwa kw'omwoyo
na amazzi. Brings us the two signs, baptism of spirit and water.
So we're going to kuba Abeli.
Then we can get back to the Abels.
Tumanya abagamba nti ebyokubatizibwa nga bijja mu ngeri ez'enjawulo.
Allah say, how comes baptism comes in different ways?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Kisinzira mulamu akigo tusomako.
It depends on what we are studying about.
Luka esula eyabiri mwenye olunyirwa biri mubiri.
Luke 24 verse 22.
Era abakazi abamu abe waffe batuwuniikiriza abakedde okugenda ku ntaana bwe bataasanze mulambo gwe ne bajja ne bagamba nti balabye okolesebwa kwa bamalayika ababagambye nti mulamu. N'abamu ku abo ababadde naffe bagenze ku ntaana ne basanga bwe batyo ng'abakazi bwe baagambye naye ne batamulaba. Kale ye n'agamba nti mwe abasirusiru. Abagayaavu mu mutima okukkiriza byonna bannabbi bye baayogeranga. Tekyagwanira Kristo okubonyaabonyezebwa ebyo alyoke ayingire mu kitiibwa kye. N'asookera ku Musa ne ku bannabbi bonna n'abategeeza mu byawandiikibwa ebyo byonna.
Omusajja
nga talina Bayibuli.
This man has no Bible.
Naye atunnyonnyola.
But he's explaining to us.
Ate ayogera okuva ku Musa ne bannabbi.
Moses and the prophets.
Nti n'abategeeza mu byawandiikibwa ebyo byonna ebyawandiikirwa ye. Ne basembera kumpi n'embuga gye baali bagenda. Ye n'abanga abayisa okugenda mu maaso. Ne bamuwaliriza nga bagamba nti tuula naffe kubanga obudde bugenda kuwungeera.
Yasooka n'abaketa nabo babaagala okubungira okumanya. Genda okulya omutima gulokose. Komawo naawe obeereko naffe obudde buzibye.
Twagala
kwongera tutegeera.
N'enjuba egoloobye kaakano. N'ayingira n'atuula nabo. Awo olwatuuka yali atudde nabo ku mmere n'atoola omugaati n'agwebasa n'agumenyamu n'abawa. Amaaso gaabwe ne gazibuka ne bamutegeera n'awulirawo bwe obutamulaba.
Umanyi yamenya omugaati, you know he broke bread.
Natuukiriza kye yabagambye ekizaalibwa omwoyo.
Ekibanga empewo. What he told you, what is born again is like wind.
Ekunta n'otamanya gye
eraze. It passes, don't know where it's gone and where it's come from.
Abadde wano
ku katebe. He was here on the table and a chair. And they are looking under the table, he's not there.
Mukamori,
the sailing boat is not there. Where has he
gone?
You go outside, please.
Naye ate wabwero abadde wano.
He has been here.
Kandi mulabye awo nga
you would have seen him got out.
Wumbe yabagamba.
He told them.
Kizaliwo omwoyo.
What is born again?
Ibanga empewo.
Is like wind.
Kicho buluba buraka.
It can disappear from you.
Tufuna abatume nga bapita.
Why apostles like Peter?
Obasi bamukomere nja tobasanga.
You imprison them, you don't find them in the prison.
Malaika kamu katoni bachuso
omubi. Angel comes little, they change the body.
Ne bayita mu nziji nga tebasi
kutte. And they pass through the gates when they have not broken them.
Bali ne batambira mu Azota
asobola
okutuuka n'abula n'asibira mu America
n'ava
Uganda
and they go to America from Uganda.
Naye tetunnabakulaba ku bazaalibwa ebyaddala.
We have not seen, they were born again real. We have not seen them yet.
Wati sibozaalibwa emyaka gy'omala wano ku nsi.
At least when you're born again, they
go to maso n'okulya emmere y'omwoyo.
Move on to eat spirit of food.
Otuuka ekiseera baba.
Reach a time. You sleep in Jerusalem when you sleep a little. You want to go to another place. You just go straight there. But for messing up this, let me tell you, people who changed baptism. And they will never explain us that they just put us in water. It affected us so much.
Kubanga yamara na ingira eri abatume.
For he entered to the apostles after.
Yabula awa amangu ako.
When he disappeared from there immediately. Mano
nebatuke misinde bada abatume.
These went, ran back to find the apostles.
Abashari yao mchizime bekari
teo. As they had shut themselves in the room.
Ngari mase katika.
He was in their midst.
Mazimu.
Is it a demon?
Chichino.
What is this?
Katubuke mwenye iliezimu.
Let's jump some verses.
Tugende kuru njiriri. Tugende kuru njiriri. Tugende kuru njiriri.
Tulimu Luka 2:33.
Luke 24:33.
Ne bayimuka mu kiseera ekyo ne bakomawo Yerusaalemi. Ne basanga bali 11 n'abo be baali nabo nga bakuŋŋaanye. Nga bagamba nti mazima Mukama waffe azuukidde era alabikidde Simooni. N'abo ne babannyonnyola biri eby'omu kkubo. Ne bwe yategeerekese gye bali olw'okumenya omugaati. Awo baali nga bakyayogera ebyo ye yennyini n'ayimirira wakati waabwe.
Where has he passed?
Tulabye muzimu.
Is it a demon here?
Yali abanyonyodde kizaliwo omwoyo
bwe kimu kibira. What is born of spirit is like wind. It can disappear and appear elsewhere. Even if you shut your house,
you
still have the wind you breathe in there. The one who is born of spirit can reach you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I see the loss we get if we don't understand that of getting born again from the book of death to enter the book of life. This first resurrection shows many things. Here you have to unclothe the body and you appear to get back home. That's why Bible says, blessed are they who sleep in Christ Jesus. By the time you
leave,
the body sleeps and you end up in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Shall continue to know. For most of them, let's hear what they say.
Luke 24:36. N'abagamba nti emirembe gibe mu mmwe. Naye ne beekanga ne batya. Ne balowooza nti balaba muzimu. N'abagamba nti ekibeeraliikiriza kiki? N'okubuusabuusa kujjira ki mu mutima gyammwe? Mulabe engalo zange n'ebigere byange.
Awo n'akomyawo guli.
He brought back the other usual body. And you see the palms? And they saw holes in them. And they say, he is the one.
Thomas,
he said, me, I'm not contented at all. Let me see. They pierced you in the rib. You were the one.
Yes, he was.
Praise
you.
But first happened on him in the first resurrection, in the baptism, in Matthew 3, from verses 16
unto 17.
We are going to begin from there on Sunday. We are to see they who came resurrecting from Abel, they who were born of the Spirit, and they
have
not been given a sign of the water.
Yes,
praise Jesus. People came from getting out of the book of death and they accepted the Lord Jesus and they got born again. God bless you. We shall begin from there. Thank you for coming.